The way to think of me is not as a man who's wearing a skirt. It is as a woman who is dealing with the world's worst body issues. Like, if I go shopping with my girlfriends, they'll be like, hey, do these pants make my ass look fat? And I'm like, no, your ass is great. You should buy those pants. Hey, do these pants make my dick? Still exist. No, don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me the truth. Do I still have a penis? I do. Damn it. They can't make pants anymore. We get a lot of stereotypes being trans, and one of the things that people always have is this idea that we're like really into like sexual deviance and stuff like that. And I'm not. I have like the most vanilla sex life, because I think the reason why is because when people develop fetishes, it's usually like a thing when you're a kid. Like if you're spanked too much, you might be into like, I'm not gonna pathologize people's sex, but that's usually like a thing. But I don't have any of that, because my main focus when I was a kid was on like being able to be myself and survive. So that's my fetish, is breathing. Like, I'll be hanging out with, like, a girl that I'm into, and she'll be talking to me. She's like, you know what I'm into is a little bit of dirty talk, a little bit of tying up. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know what I'm into is if tomorrow morning we go to breakfast and get a bagel, and then I make it home alive. You want to do that? And the thing is, there is a disproportionate amount of sex workers in the trans community, and the reason for that is not because we're all super into sex work. It's because you won't give us jobs doing anything else. Yeah, that mirror's on you now. What? But the thing is, like, I live in LA, which is like a super progressive city, it says, and... and, like... Everybody acts like they're all progressive, but everybody who meets me needs to make a joke about the famous street corner in Los Angeles that is known for trans sex workers, which is Santa Monica and Highland. And I don't know why everybody knows that or thinks I need to be told. But it's weird, because I've been to that corner, and it is true, and people are just trying to survive or whatever. But like, what's funny about that is at that same corner, there is a donut shop that is in business. Which means to me they must make the best donuts that are possibly out there. Because they are in business. And like, take away the trans issues, it's a corner that is famous where sex workers are, and a donut shop is still in business at that corner. And I have told that joke on stage before, and I have had an audience member yell out, "Ho's gotta eat." And you've got me there. That is true. Hoes are human beings. They do require sustenance at some point. However, I don't think Hoes Gotta Eat is a sustainable business model. Which means that what's happening is the Johns who are paying to have sex done to them are then picking up a dozen donuts to take home to their family afterwards. Right now, there was a guy finishing up a Boston cream roll who was gonna buy a dozen Boston cream rolls in a box to take home to his family. I actually drove by there tonight and I realized they have an ATM in the building. So now I think that's their business model. They just have like a $5 surcharge for every transaction. Some guy's like, hey, I need some cash to have this lady do sex to me. And they're like, $5 extra. He's like, ah, pay the rent this month.